All right. I hope all my co-hosts have a tasty beverage. I hope everybody at home tuning in, listening in. We're getting ready to do a podcast. It's Binge Watchers Podcast. I'm going to talk about horror movies right off the top. Since this whole summer is about horror movies, let me share one or two of my biggest fears that seem to be coming true on the podcast. So my brilliant idea the other week was to have a horror movie director come on the show. I mean, but there's a reason why we don't generally invite guests on our show. And he did exactly what I was afraid of. He lived up to the stereotype of being a boomer who doesn't adapt to a technology. He doesn't want to download a live stream app. He doesn't want to click the big giant green phone button. They couldn't make it any easier than that. He wants to call in, and the app provider's like, well, you can't call in. The only way to call in is to download the app first. Then he can join in, and you can ask him questions. He can talk to you, whatever. And the other fear that's coming true is our massive audience doesn't seem to have any interest in a new app. They're dissecting the podcast wherever they're getting it now, Google, iTunes, wherever, because it's 1,000 times easier for us to market a pre-recorded show than amp up some shit for a live event. So I feel anxious. Like, I don't know if bands feel this. I don't know if singers, musicians feel this. Like, before they go on, like, do they, like, vomit profusely every day until they do the fucking show, and then they're perfectly fine, and they do their gig, they play their gig, and then it's over with? What's funny is, I was trying to explain this app to my co-hosts, and I felt like even they were rolling their eyes at me, because it's like, wait a minute, we got to promote a new app, we got to download a new place for them to go and listen, they have to call in and ask us questions, we got to tell our friends that we're doing a live show, and we got to ask them to tell their friends, and we got to make sure they're all there, and here's the link, and here's the four things you have to do to find us, and it feels cursed. But by the way, Bullhorn is saying that the best way to experience the Binge Watchers Podcast this summer and summer slash the Horror Movie Marathon is to download the Bullhorn app, follow Binge Watchers on Bullhorn, and get notified when Binge Watchers goes live on Bullhorn. Apparently people love apps, which is contrary to my story. My other fear is that the audience is just like me. And if our audience is like us, this is what I do. I love consuming content, but I don't want to be told when to do it, how to do it, where to do it. And it's got to be on my time and not somebody else's. So if it's a karma thing, and like Adam's like, you are the most critical critic, John, that I've ever encountered, then this is like karma on me. because I don't tune in when I'm told. They're like, John, you got to be there on Thursday. Nah, fuck you. I'll listen on Sunday afternoon. Well, that's too late. The show's over. It'll be on repeat. It'll be downloaded somewhere. Like, I actually feel a little bit like the main character in tonight's movie that we're covering, because so if you watch this movie called Spree, it's about a kid who's like losing his shit, trying to break even as a content creator while also hustling as a rideshare driver for a service called Spree, which is a great name for a rideshare. But then he goes on a killing spree to make sure that he can go viral. And I want to say to you, Dave, because I know you're worried, is I promise I'm not going to strangle anybody with the microphone cord. But you
know, make for a good pod.
Yeah, it'll make for a good podcast. So let's see what happens on tonight's episode. If you're still here,
why is nobody watching me strangle?
Right. Exactly. If you want to watch us strangle each other, come to our live show. No, excuse me. So if you're still here,
Bullhorn FM.
Yeah. If you're still here after the intro song, we'll have a whole podcast for you, and we'll talk about this movie called Spree.
Crack open a cold box of wine or pour something cold on ice, because it's the Binge Watchers Podcast.
I stopped it early because I wanted to catch Adam dancing, but it's too late. He stopped very quickly.
It was a few frames. Go back if you can watch it. It was pretty beautiful.
Sure. Yeah. So let's do the play-by-play. So while we were playing the theme song, I caught the camera with Adam in the corner there, and he was doing like this whole piano thing with his fingers. I thought it was interesting. Did you guys hear that Shudder is bringing back the VHS anthology series with VHS 94? Are you familiar with this?
What? I love the VHS series. So the last one was not as good, in my opinion, but is it taking place in 94, or why are they calling it 94? Just so I know.
I assume
Wonder Woman was 84, so.
I'm assuming, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
90s.
Prime VHS era.
Yeah.
You just want to play grunge music, that's all.
Did the first one have Christian Slater as the creepy teacher? Was that the first one?
Ooh.
I don't think it was in any VHSs. No.
What, Dave? What anthology is he in? It's very similar to VHS. Do you know what I'm talking about?
He finds like murder
tapes. Was that the movie Playback or something?
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah,
I see that at the dollar store all the time, and I've never gotten it. And now you inspired me to buy it. So, okay,
that has like the distinction of having like.
I thought he was in the VHS series, but I guess not. I guess he's in another horror movie about videotapes. All right. Okay. Maniac Cop is going 4K in October.
Oh, I love Maniac Cop.
All three movies. That's something. Right. Oh, this one's a funny update for you guys who are Blackula fans. Blackula is coming back with a brand new Blackula movie. If you don't know what that is, that's
I never saw it, but I always wanted to.
It came out when they were doing all the horror movies that involved like the disco era. So big hair vampires. Like,
it was late 70s, right? Yeah.
Which one did we see, Dave? It was one of the Hammer films where Dracula was in a disco.
I think it was like Dracula 72, I think was that one, if I'm remembering right.
But yeah, AD 1972 or something.
Who's in the new, who's going to be Blackula?
Kevin Hart.
Are you kidding me?
Are you serious?
No, that was a joke. I have no idea.
Because that was my guess.
I'm like, I have a good budget.
These are headlines and not exclusives, right? You guys realize I'm just throwing the internet and just saying like, hey, this happens.
Okay.
I say Donald Glover. Why not?
Oh, also, guys, did you hear about this? Binge Watchers Podcast is doing a summer-long horror movie marathon that includes pop-ins from horror movie filmmakers. Hot damn.
Okay.
Hot damn indeed.
Ooh. Yeah, too.
Hot damn.
Standing for that. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hot damn.
Download it wherever podcasts are available or on something called Bullhorn, which we hear is a new app where you can get the Binge Watchers Podcast.
Yeah, you can.
Let's see. We'll be right back. You can hear these boys talk about tonight's movie after these messages. Give us like 3 minutes. We're going to tell you about some free shit, right? Ooh. You can find it online. Okay. Here we go. Let's see. What do I want to talk about first? I'm going to go with what's the first on my piece of paper just to make it easy and convenient for Adam, who's already snoring. Okay, here's some free shit for you, Adam. Here we go. All right. So you can download the Bullhorn app and follow Binge Watchers Podcast to expand your summer slash with interactive polls, extra features, notifications for our live shows when we're doing live shows this summer. Open Bullhorn. It's like enjoying a podcast in 4K and 4D. If you ever wanted to join in our discussions and be part of the podcast, that's the way to access us this summer. And if you're listening this way after the summer, we love you anyway and keep on listening. It's always great. Now I'm going to tell you about something else from our friends at Realm FM kicking out a new show. They got a show called Control Alt Destroy. It's about a video game designer that discovers the game she created is stolen part of a top secret project. It's got Summer Clow, if you remember her, from the Firefly series. And who is Realm FM? Well, they're part podcast studio, part medical refuge. They're like Game of Thrones, but for your ears. What they do is they're an audio entertainment company that creates audio fiction, and they include official continuations of popular franchises, like they're the ones that also are kicking out the Orphan Black Next Chapter series. As I said, it's got Firefly's Summer Glau as the video game designer that discovers the game she created is stolen part of a top secret project and might not be the only thing that's keeping the world from plunging into darkness. While battling monsters and exploring dungeons in the world of Arturnus, these nations compete for real-world resources, and they have catastrophic consequences if they lose. So desperate for help, the USA team brings in the game's actual designer in secret. They're going to try to get the upper hand, but in a futuristic world where losing has catastrophic consequences, is the game itself playing fair? They released this in April, and the finale just happened, a week ago. It's narrated by Summer Glau, as I said, star of Firefly and the Sarah Connor Chronicles. Lead writer is Andrea Phillips, who herself is a video game designer, so you know it's legit. Why should listeners tune in? Well, as I mentioned, Summer's in it. She's a beloved character from the Firefly universe. The main character is actually a badass Hawaiian native. And here's what people are saying about it. It's a love letter to geeks and gamers. It has elements that recall movies like War Games, Matrix, Tron, etc., all filtered through the MMORPG environment. And it features a great team of writers, says The Verge. So listen to Control, Alt, Destroy wherever you get your podcasts. It's probably on Bullhorn FM. These guys are pointing at their faces. Yeah, I know that there's a square I see it, guys. Nobody at home can see this unless they're getting the bonus videos. But there's a tiny square that shows me the name of the show that I'm talking about, telling everybody about. And now we're going to go back to the feature presentation in progress, which is this movie called Spree. Let me find my movie notes, and we'll be back in the regular podcast land. I have so many pieces of paper. They get thrown around a lot. I should probably shred them or maybe recycle them, but I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what I should do with them. Oh, holy crap. Wait, actually, there's a prize I got to talk about. Let's see. Do I have a picture of that? Probably not. Oh, well. Okay. They can talk about this because they know what this movie is, so I'll bring them back in anyway. All right, guys. The last thing I wanted to tell them before we go back to the feature is Paramount Pictures is strapping on a new coat of paint on an old boat. They got a new face for Indiana Jones. So from legendary filmmaker Steven Spielberg and George Lucas comes one of the greatest movie franchises of all time in 4K Ultra HD collected together. All four original Indiana Jones movies have been remastered with Dolby Vision and state-of-the-art Dolby for optimum picture and sound quality. To celebrate its 40th anniversary of the adventure that started all, Raiders of the Lost Ark dive into the stunts and groundbreaking effects with 7 hours of special features. It's the one version you should own. Own it on 4K, Ultra HD, and Blu-ray from Paramount Pictures, rated PG and PG-13. You know what? We're going to give away 5 sets of the Ultra HD, Blu-K, whatever monkey boy version of Indiana Jones is coming out. If you listen to our live show, ask some questions, you'll have a chance to win. That's the best way to do it. So you got to figure that out on Bullhorn. Bluehorn, like blue balls, but Bullhorn. Okay.
Ooh, ooh. Like, Dave, like Dave's shirt, that's blue. Yeah.
You guys have any thoughts on the Indiana Jones 4K?
I'm looking forward to it. I love all those movies. So yeah, let's watch it in 4K. I'm sure it looks beautiful.
Hell yeah. I can't wait to watch Kingdom of the Crystal Skull again.
That's the only one I might go like, throw that in the corner over there.
Wow.
I'm good. Give me the first three.
Okay. Just everybody make sure you show if it has a cover slip, make sure you eBay that shit really fast, okay?
I know, right? Like, I need to start eBaying that.
Let's see.
Or save it. I don't know. Like, Dave's collection. Like, maybe Dave's probably got like a – Dave literally on the – like, if you look at this video, I know the audience doesn't see it. Dave's probably got thousands of dollars worth of money right there just waiting to be sold. Just saying. Yeah.
Except for they say when you buy it, it immediately depreciates its value.
Does it? Okay.
Most of the time, yeah.
Dave is never going to sell his anime collection. Stop kidding.
That's true.
Wow. Yeah. Tonight's movie is called Spree. Desperate for an online following, a rideshare driver has figured out a deadly plan to go viral, and he will stop at nothing to get his 5 minutes of fame. It's got Joe Keery, who's actually the best part of Stranger Things, I think. And besides the dude that plays the sheriff, those are the two best characters on the show. Let's jump into favorite kills. Hey, Nick, do you have a favorite kill from this movie Spree?
My favorite kill is when he's riding and the guy gets out and there's that, you know, those oil rigs and you got that teddy bear song playing and he just hits him in the back. Like he reverses on him and just hits him and he flies forward on the car.
Is it, killing the white supremacist or killing the machismo Mario guy? Which guy?
It was the guy who was with the
comedian.
I forget.
Was it? Yeah, was it with the comedian.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was.
The character's name is Mario, and he's like trying to hit on her the whole ride because they're like a combined ride.
The whole ride, and then the guy's just like, it's one of his first kills. Yeah. It's and like, then the and the teddy bear song plays, and I just thought that was hilarious.
Over to Davey. You got a favorite kill?
Well, as always, Nick stole mine, so now I'm going to have to...
Was that yours, too? That's why it's so nice to go first.
Because I couldn't stand that guy, so it was the most deserved to me. But, the roof, the sky roof people that got beefed, so, you know. Did I just take Adam's? Because Nick took mine?
Every time.
Poor Adam.
Almost without exception.
Every time.
Unbelievable. I'm going to go in deep on that one, though.
You might want to switch it up, I guess.
I was going to say, we might go back to random order to give people a fair shot.
I feel bad that I'm always getting the win on this, and I feel bad.
I'm always choosing a second or third backup because this happens
I know. Oh, and I'm always taking your guys' thunder. Although, the week before, I did pick one.
Adam, do you want to legitimately comment on now that you complained about it, or what?
No, I want to just comment on it like Dave never said a thing. I like how it sets us up for them being decapitated, but that doesn't happen. And so they pin him, and then the dogs jump on the car and get him. The junkyard dog death. Boom. That's what I like.
Oh, okay. You got to elaborate a little bit. So there's these influencers that he actually picks up. He recognizes them. They're like a couple. They get very annoying. What's good about this movie, it does a classic horror movie thing. Everybody who gets killed, with the exception of maybe one or two people, deserves to die.
Yeah.
Most of the people that deserve to die because they have problems with their personalities and they're annoying. Adam doesn't agree with me. He's like, these are innocent people.
I've never wanted to kill someone because I disagreed with them, but okay.
Remember that one time, Adam? Hey, Adam.
Come on, Adam. Adam, when these gentlemen go home and go to bed, why don't you stay after and we'll have a discussion, okay?
Yeah, yeah. I don't believe that.
Okay. Oh, it's my turn. I got a good one. How about when he kills the YouTuber that he used to babysit for, who's actually really famous, the Bobby Basecamp kid? He goes to his house. He gets his following. That to me was, spoiler alert, he kills a YouTuber named Bobby Basecamp. Okay. That was a weak spoiler. Oh, let's rate the motherfucker. Okay. Let's start with Adam. Let's do a reverse order. Let's go Adam Daisnick.
Nice.
Scream now and give a reason, because this is like our fourth week of Summer Slash, and we need reasons. Okay. Scream now, scream later, scream never.
Scream later. I used to be a driver, and I had a bunch of amazing people all in a row and very few bumps in the road, and this guy kept getting like problem people and people that were intolerable to try to justify his actions so we wouldn't hate him watching the movie, which is why you said earlier that the kills were justified.
That's called good writing and plot development.
Yeah, but I know. But even though they were supposed to be like bad or whatever, I'd be like, well, I'm not trying to kill anybody because, I try to work on them on every ride. I just work on them. But I guess, it didn't do anything so fresh that I thought you got to watch it immediately. It had a lot of clever moments. It had a lot of good moments. But there were times where I wanted to be doing something else. And anytime that happens during a movie, then it's a binge. It's a scream later, but it's good. It's not bad. It just didn't make me super excited. Like it didn't make me feel like Dave when he watches an anime. So
I think it did make you feel like Dave when he watches an anime.
Oh snap.
All right, I guess we're going in reverse order. That would be
well. I was about to say, you want to dip some chips in
Dave's
the salsa?
Always in the middle, then yeah.
Well, if it's truly in reverse order, then John would have gone first.
Ooh, that's true.
Yeah, I think he's always going to be the final authoritarian on.
Okay. He's gonna.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have to moderate this shit until I can afford to pay somebody to moderate it for me.
I'm going to say somewhere between a scream now and a scream later. So I'll say scream sooner than later. I really liked this the first time I saw it earlier this year. It does not hold up as well on a second viewing. At least I didn't think so. But going back to the original time I watched it, I really enjoyed it. The second time, not quite as much. The second time, all I could think is like everybody, while not worthy of killing, is just an asshole. I don't care about her. I shouldn't say I don't care about our main character, but he's not very likable. And I know that's the point, but when you have to sit there and watch it a second time and everybody's unlikable, it's not as good as the first time. But having said that, I really did enjoy it the first time I saw it because I didn't
know
where
it was going. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you feel bad for him when he was getting depressed and like before he goes into full psychosis and like maybe crosses all these lines and barriers in society that are no-no, like murder? You didn't feel bad for him at all, like the shit that he was going through in the beginning where he was just trying to connect with people and like have
trying
people
because
he puts all this energy and time and effort into the shit he's trying to make, and then nobody cares.
No one likes it. Yeah.
I mean, it's somewhat, but I mean, it's also like, at what point do you realize, I mean, not that you should give up, but like, I don't know, at what point do you try something else, or do you realize like, hey, the common denominator is me, I don't know. There is something sad about not being that self-aware. Having said that, I feel like that sometimes, so maybe I should be more sympathetic, but I don't know. Just the character, you know, I think the point where he starts killing people, like whatever sympathy you have is kind of out the window. Cause I'm sorry, killing somebody because you didn't get enough likes is not exactly justifiable.
But it made him crazy, Dave. It made him crazy. He needed those likes. Yeah.
If only he had got more attention.
He would have been fine. Those people would have been alive. Yeah, give him the attention.
This guy just needs some therapy. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure he listened to podcasts all day. He should have gone to betterhelp.com.
He needed a...
Dave, don't blame us podcasts. We have it bad enough already.
he needed a really hot girlfriend or something. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Hey, Nikki, it's your turn.
I would say binge later. I did like the how they used the technology, like modern day and like the likes and like they made a horror movie around all that. But would I recommend it? Yeah, no, I would say binge later.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
Slam.
No, or no,
Dave,
binge later, screen
Dave
later.
Left
whatever.
The show. I don't know what happened.
Dave's like, dude.
Dave's out.
was this your pick? I'm sorry, Dave. I'm sorry. Just being honest. Yeah.
No, it's just a fun movie to have. The reason I stuck it in, like, it would have actually been next week, but we had to move it around for the Bone Tomahawk Q&A.
I'm actually really glad I watched it. I really...
Yeah, well, it's in the middle because I wasn't sure what we were going to feel in the middle of the run because we might have felt, like, really devastated. Like, there were some tough parts of last year that ran us through the ringer. We almost needed therapy last year from all these horror movies, right? So this is an easy one to swallow. It's not as difficult as some other horror movies to get through, so it was
the
good
modern
to stick
one.
It.
Yeah.
It's actually a scream later for me as well, and this is why, because I was thinking franchise, man. I was like, at the end, I wanted more Kurt Kunkel murder sprees to happen. I wanted spree 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So, but it does pass the psychosis of being a celebrity and influencer and giving the people what they want when they click you and comment passes to the girl at the end almost. Right. So I guess in theory you could continue the spree, you know, horror series if you really wanted to. Also, I was thinking about the other week when Nick was talking about the plot of, I think it was Nick. Weren't you talking about the plot of the second Human Centipede movie?
Oh yeah. Where it was very, very meta. Yeah.
And I hope this happened on the show. I think we mentioned this on the show.
No, I did because I will always pitch the Human Centipede 2 over 1.
Yeah. So you were saying like he went and rented the movie or watched the first Centipede. So it was like,
and then
you could do something called like the other spree, like spree 2, the other spree where someone just watches it and go, that's a really good fucking idea. Let me go do that. And then the movie you're watching is that dude spreeing everybody,
yes.
You could definitely,
and by the way, watch the Human Centipede 2. I'm just saying, it's pretty it's nuts.
Dave, come on. All right, folks at home,
does he have
a copy of Human Centipede?
Yeah, that's the whole collection.
Wow,
oh, beautiful. So, Dave,
this actually has too, Human Centipede 2 in color.
Dave. Really? I've never seen Human Centipede is like a franchise that I think you could write and direct. Like, you'll get the next one. You'll be doing part 3 or whatever. Like, it'll be
They did part 3 of it, and I've never watched it, so I don't
know. I think they're up to 7 now.
I think
they're working their way up to 100 to make it real.
Yeah, probably.
Speaking of in-demand sequels, it brings us to our fan segment, which we call fan service. We're servicing our fans. What are you going to do? So some people in Florida are actually trolling my death spa post on Facebook right now. These guys are equating some hillbilly chick named Kelly, thinking that I look like maybe her knockoff city cousin or something like that. You know, the old story, like the city mouse, the country mouse.
Sure.
I guess I look like some hick named Kelly who lives in Florida. And they're like, get a DNA test, blah, blah, blah. That's happening right now, folks. So if you're in real time on our Facebook page,
is this some, they think you're like, the dad?
They commented
like your sister.
So I made a post where I'm like, hey, this ghost in this movie hijacks a computer. We just watched this movie called Death Spa. She hijacks a computer to kill the people in the spa. Remember we did Death Spa last week?
Yeah,
right?
I love that movie. Yeah.
I put like a 30-second video of me talking about that movie in our episode on Facebook.
I saw that. Yeah.
These guys commented, hey, it looks like he's related to this to Kelly. Does she have any kids? And then it goes on for a few more comments. And so not as myself, because I can't handle it and I'll cry.
So you're the
I responded.
Of, You're the son of Kelly.
Yeah, they're saying I look like this other redneck from Florida. So
guys,
I responded
can you send
back,
us a picture so we can verify this?
To be fair, I am wearing a trucker hat. All right.
Okay.
So,
gotcha. Who's Kelly?
Adam's really thinking hard. I don't know what's going through Adam's head right now, but he's really concentrating.
I just want to see who this Kelly girl is. That's all. Okay.
I was thinking about who Nick was related to, and I think he might be related to that one guy that lived out in the cabin in the woods. They called him the Unit something.
So you know what's funny about our So I'm gonna get the episode back on track, but first I want to say, you know what's funny about our social media? Like, Dave doesn't pay attention until some shit embarrasses John, because I noticed he was very enthralled by going to look for
them. I gotta find
this, too. This is amazing. I gotta find this.
Look how happy Dave is. He's so happy.
Moving on from entertaining the fans, we also like to make a weekly recommendation on what stuff that we think people should watch. And since we're doing summer slash horror movies, we're kind of keeping it to scary picks. So if there's horror movies that we could recommend that we didn't cover this week on the show, we could throw out some recommendations. Let's break the order again. Let's go Dave, Adam, Nick.
All right. Well, let's see. This is going to be exactly like last week. I watched Flatliners.
Because you guys shamed me.
This is a very important recommend. We got to hear this whole story. So Dave, your first experience with Flatliners. Let's hear this.
Well, so if you listen to last week's episode of Death Spa, Nick said he watched Flatliners, and I was like, oh, yeah, I've never seen it. Got shamed by everybody. I know for sure Nick and John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I shamed because I haven't watched it.
Wait, what?
Well, then I guess next week you're watching Flatliners.
I guess so.
It's on Stars.
Okay.
So you have no excuse.
I shouldn't have said it.
And then the next morning I wrote you guys telling my wife said, oh, hey, how's your podcast? I said, great, but I got shamed because I haven't watched Flatliners. And then she immediately goes, you haven't watched Flatliners? I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, you too. Like, everybody's ganging up on me.
Followed by the divorce papers, right? This was the second strike. Well, because he hadn't watched a Bruce Lee movie, and she shamed you for that, right?
So
this
was that, like, Enter the Dragon?
Enter the Dragon. So, although she never saw Lost Boys, so I introduced her to that, and now I guess this. So we're kind
wait,
of even.
What? Oh, wow.
She hadn't seen Lost Boys.
So what's your rating then? Scream Now, Scream Later, Scream Never on the Flatliners there, buddy.
I'm going to say Scream Later. Like, I'm not kicking myself for not watching it earlier, but I will say a movie like this, sometimes watching a movie years later is kind of better because you see, like, trends from the 90s or, like, there's a few people that I didn't know were in it. I'm like, oh, wait, that was them when they were really young.
So let me ask you a follow-up question. Which character did you relate to? Which medical student did you feel like you related to the most of the cast?
Oh, that's easy. Oliver Platt.
I knew it.
Okay, right. Can I ask one thing? Who would
the only one that did not go flatlining, because I'd not be for that at all.
I always thought myself Keither Sutherland. Sorry, just saying. Yeah.
So you're the man with the secret.
I am.
Which we have to go to the afterlife dreamland to figure out, I guess.
You gotta figure it out,
Yeah.
And make sure to watch the 1990 Flatlanders, not the 2017.
Yeah, I'm not even going to bother with that one. Hell no. Yeah.
I think I watched like 30 minutes of it because my wife wanted to see it. And I was like, all right. And we couldn't get through it. We shut it off. It was that bad.
It looked terrible. Yeah.
Who's next?
Adam.
It's Adam?
I think I'm next. Yeah, I watched a documentary about something very critical to horror history. Memory, the Origin of Alien. I don't know if any of you guys have seen this. It came out
Never
in 2019. Yeah, it's pretty neat. It has interviews with Dan O'Bannon's widow, and it goes over a lot of his initial writing and his drawings, and then how he asked friends for help to kind of fill in the story. And it really filled in all kinds of stuff before H.R. Giger got involved, or Geiger, or how you're supposed to say his name.
I always forget
I think it's Giger. Technically, but anyway, it's a great documentary if you're a fan of the Alien series. It even talks at how each person it went through the idea morphed, the xenomorph morphed every time it exchanged hands and who added what when. It's pretty good. It fills in a lot of gaps. And if you like the Alien series, then definitely.
So
yeah, I'd love to watch that.
Does that documentary confirm or deny that Darkstar was created out of disagreements over the Alien script? Does it talk about that at all?
It goes a little bit into Darkstar. It goes into the fact that Dan O'Bannon brought the idea to John Carpenter, but at the end of the movie, Dan O'Bannon felt that he was the co-director of the film, and John Carpenter, according to this documentary, did not want to share a billing or credit with Dan O'Bannon. But in the industry and the insiders thought that he was the co-director, and then he got a career out of that. But he was constantly denied directing roles after that. And then he was just like the writer and the special effects guy. So it seemed like he got the short end of the stick. But who knows? I wasn't there. I mean, that kind of stuff happens on movies all the time. So, yeah.
For sure. Yeah, that director of that documentary does a lot of good stuff. He did a whole documentary on just the shower scene from Psycho. Like, it's really? So worthwhile. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's really, like Hitchcock 7852 or something like that.
I mean, they even have appearances. Roger Corman was going to buy it. He's like, hey, you need to get the big budget for this thing, because if you don't, bring it back to me. I'll buy it and I'll make it. And then they have the image of the creature that is so terrible. That it would have
done, really?
The balloon?
Yeah, it would have been like Dark Star 2 or something. Like,
oh, God. Yeah.
It would have been a serious Dark Star, but yeah. That would have been another Roger Corman film.
I think we can kick it over to you, Nick.
I finally checked out a movie I've been dying to watch for a while. This Nicolas Cage new classic called Willy's Wonderland, where he takes on pretty much Chuck E. Cheese characters. And let me tell you, I freaking loved it. I know a lot of people didn't. I was in love with this movie. Like, he just, and his character, like, I'm just like, his character doesn't say a word practically throughout the whole movie. And I fell in love with this movie. I loved his character through it. And I loved him taking on crazy Chuck E. Cheese characters. I highly recommend it. I would say binge now.
What's the name of it?
Willy's Wonderland, right?
Okay.
There's like a whole subgenre now about mechanical animals at theme parks coming to life and killing people. It may stem from a Simpsons episode. It may stem from a video game called Five Nights at Freddy's. Nobody's made a Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Yeah.
So they're like licensing. They're licensing every other property that's similar. Like, they made like the Banana Splits movie last year.
I haven't seen that. And then
they made Willy Wonderland this year. So
you don't need to.
No, you're right. I would say watch Willy's Wonderland. Like, I actually really enjoy it.
It's fun.
It was visually amazing. It was fun. And Nicolas Cage is badass.
So John? We got some. Oh, I would say the 2010 Wolfman with Benicio del Toro and, I'm drawing a blank on the guy. He played Thor's dad, Odin, and Anthony Hopkins plays the other plays the antagonist. And anyway, it's a good movie except for one scene of horrible CGI that really destroys like the middle of the movie. But otherwise,
which scene?
It's such a good rendition of the Wolfman. You know, take a look at it. There's a werewolf transformation scene inside of a mental hospital, and halfway through it, he turns into complete CGI, and you're like, why did you do that?
Guys are all watching around.
Why would they do that? Not rewarding.
Like, well, that movie had like a crazy troubled production though too, which is probably why.
Well, the whole thing is, it was very compelling up until that point, and then you're like, you just ruined it because you were watching the hero get tortured, horribly tortured, and start to transform. They could have cut to the next part of the story, would have been perfectly fine, but instead we had to watch computer generated graphics from the early 2000s just botch a scene. And then
was it Rick Baker who did the original practical? Forgive me, it was Rick Baker, right?
Well, I think that was a case of where the suit studio demanded like more CGI to make it cheaper, and like there's like a lot of shit.
Just like the remake of The Thing, where you're like, "What the hell are you guys doing? Stop!" Yeah,
but the characters are very compelling. So if you can manage to forgive that scene, it's worth watching.
I agree. I really like that movie, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
The remake of The Thing, where they replaced all the practical effects with CG and like, basically ruined it.
I watched the YouTube stuff. I'm like, are you kidding me? This looks so much better than the CG. Like, why would you do that? Stop.
I don't know.
Well, you know, they took those effects and made a whole other movie, right? Like they literally made. There's a movie called Harbinger Down where that team took all those effects made for that and they turned it into that story.
With Lance Henderson or something, right?
Yeah. I saw parts of it. I haven't watched the whole thing.
I remember that. I remember hearing about that. Yeah. I need to watch
that. Well, folks, that's pretty much it for this conversation. Creepy attractions. Let's see what's happening next week. If anybody is paying attention and they want to follow us on that bullhorn, they can get notified that we're going to punch up the show with a live phone button. It's green. It's on the app. It looks like a phone. If you click it, you're probably able to join our show live when we're actually live. If you get on the app, you'll know when we're doing a Q&A with the director of Bone Tomahawk there. That hopefully is going to go off smashingly this Sunday. And if you're listening to this in the future and you're like, oh man, I really would have loved to listen to that live, I'm sure we'll be hanging out with another app that nobody fucking understands later on down the road. So just get on the next live, be it on Stereo or Bullhorn or some other app. We don't know, the fucking Unicorn Dandy app where all live shows will be.
I love the Unicorn app. That's my favorite.
Yeah. otherwise, thanks for sticking it out another night with Binge Watchers. It would be great if we were on like USA Up All Night or like fucking our own like drive-in show.
Gosh, imagine.
Like if we just introduced movies, like you had to pull up with us for like 15 minutes instead of a half hour. I'm just like, we watch this movie, guys, crack open a beer. Let's fucking do this. Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's the whole show. And then we got paid a bunch of money so we could not like get evicted or fucking not fix our cars and shit, you know?
get closed out.
Something like Pluto TV or Crackle needs to get in touch with us. We'll just do your commercial breaks.
No, we need to be like, it needs to be a, you know, Binge Watchers podcast, original content of like Roku or Mill Creek Entertainment. It's got to be like, we're on somebody's channel and we're just like going through a catalog. Like, who does that for Turner Classic Movies? Like the guy who used to,
Robert Osborne or whoever that was.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah, it's like, hey guys, here's the Three Stooges. We've restored the cut. Let's look at the extra 6 minutes.
Wait, talk about the
curly cut. Getting smacked in the head.
Yes,
I'm sure he made
what I want to do.
Damn.
We can dream. We can always podcast about it. We'll Lester see you next Keaton. Week, guys. Yeah. Hey, Nick, it's getting late.
So, well, stuff got real, guys. Dave's wearing a blue shirt. I'm wearing a green shirt. Adam's got an orange shirt. And, we got the color code. We're all good. Stuff got real. And we'll see you guys next week with an awesome episode. Love you guys.
So, are you just going through the Rolodex of your catchphrases? Because I want to know which part got real when Dave got scolded for not having seen Flatliners.
That was last week. I don't know what got. I maybe Joe Johnson got scolded for his Wolfman remake. I guess I don't know. Nothing really got real this week, right?
All kinds of stuff got real in the subtext.
I don't know. It's subtext, but yeah. I mean,
well, Bullhorn got real? I took the opportunity to start downloading the Bullhorn.
Oh, you did.
That's
what got real. That's what got real. Oh, my God.
How many steps was it? Well, am I right about 4 steps?
Oh, it's still downloading.
I have mine right here. See, I have mine right here. Look who comes up right there.
Oh, yeah. Nick's getting the notifications. That's so we can't be late when the live show is happening and be like, oh, shit, I should be on there right now.
I know.
I haven't downloaded it yet. It's not an exclusive anymore.
I'm in the waiting room. I hearted it right here.
Yeah.
I just hearted it. There you go.
He's going to be called Nicky Early's.
I'm in the waiting room for next week's episode, and I'll be waiting here all week, and I won't use my phone. So there we go, guys.
Nice.
Here's a scary thought. It's not next week. It's actually this weekend. It's Sunday night.
Sunday night. But yeah. Oh, jeez.
Good idea to get the right night.
I put the bell.
I can't seem to get the right time on the app, so I'm just telling everybody what time they should show up.
Oh, shoot. Now we got to sign into this thing? Okay. This is going to be okay. Sign
in. I counted 4 steps, but I could be wrong.
There literally are 4 steps.
Yeah.
And do I sign in through Apple, Google, or Facebook? This is the question. Which one do I do? I guess how Apple. About okay, I'll do Apple.
Email and not. Can you circumvent all that?
No, yeah. It's not giving me the option.
You just do your own email. You have to be.
So I just did Apple.
Adam, oh, we want to know what shaving cream you buy. We want to know what kind of apples you buy at the store. We got to know everything about you, brother, okay?
All right, now they know everything about me, and I'm just kind of scared. They know. So we'll have to see.
They know how many times you've rented the Human Centipede. My God.
About 35, yes. Part two, though. Part one, only 3 times.
Let's just specifically that, yeah. Part two.
Why don't you just buy it at this point? Just buy the digital.
I need your collection. Let me go on eBay. Let me go on eBay.
You're definitely sending the director's kid to college, that number of rentals that you have.
I probably am. And you know, I made a good sequel.
Go ahead, Adam. Get your final thought in.
Oh, my final thought was Nick's favorite Human Centipede movie was Human Centipede Part 2 or Human Centipede Number 2.
It was Part 2, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, watch it. Actually, I think you're going to be.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to do a gag where you came up with
no.
All right.
No,
like Human Centipede in space.
No. My gag is not something I can make work at prompt. I could have made it work before, but the gag is that it's too obscure. I can't even make it. It's weak.
Is it about never taking a shit, number two? Because that's where my mind went.
You know what?